Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
Just read the damn commercial. Come on.
Well, that's all you had to say. You ain't got to be pushing them like that. There. I know that y'all want to shop Amazon at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon because it's the best way to support this show. So the next time you gonna buy something, you listen to Grandma Clump and you buy it through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. You heard what I said? And I'm not reading this message at gunpoint. Y'all gotta help me. Help me. Help me. Help me.
Shop Amazon at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Welcome, everybody. It's another Fat Guy Radio Show on the air live from the beautiful suburb of Phoenix, Arizona. That is Glendale. I am your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the guy who welcomed Harvey Weinstein's harassment. What? Too soon? Is that too soon?
Wow.
Sorry about that. Welcome, everybody. Lip, you're here.
Yes. And Lip, it's Wednesday.
Lip came in bubbly and jumbly as usual, and DT is here as well. And he was bubbly and jumbly, his normal self, you know, because he is a pinnacle of entertainment. And he came in and he said, I've got jokes.
You got jokes?
More jokes.
Oh,
but before we get to his more jokes, we have to, I hear her clawing at the door with her witch's broom. She is clawing at the door, so we must get in the beautiful and lovely and talented Lady K into the virtual studio. So let's let her in there. Oh, there she is. Oh, she's walking so gently. Oh, wow. She's watching her steps. Oh, it seems as if she's got eggs as her heels for her shoes, and she's not wearing any shoes. She's just got eggs scotch taped to the heels of her feet. I mean, it's the most preposterous thing I've ever seen, but it's lovely. Sure she is. Well, oh, there she is. She sits down so gently. Oh, I don't know if it came across the microphone, but I think she let a little bit of a toot. I think I heard a little bit of a little foot, a little toot. There she is. Lady K is in the virtual studios. Enough of that. All right. Hey, Lady K. Lip, you've got jokes.
Yeah, I got jokes.
And he's gotten them written down.
He wrote down his jokes. Okay, I am in for a treat today, I feel.
He came in ecstatic about tonight's show. And I don't know why, because he's never really happy about what goes on in Studio G. He just comes here because he has to. Lady K off of the Twitter says, you're so damn weird. How the hell did you come up with eggs as heels?
I wanted these same things, Lady K. I wanted these same things.
I smoked some good stuff before.
And then Kyle off the Facebook says, Kyle, I got jokes.
Kyle, hey.
Do you know why the Scarecrow got an award?
Oh, why did the Scarecrow get an award?
He was outstanding in his field. Oh, and then Kyle Hay said he also was touched by Harvey.
Oh, yeah, we're Weinstein brothers. Get it? Weinstein brothers. All right, Lip.
Yes.
What's so lovely about this is he clearly doesn't want to do this.
Then why did he write his jokes down?
Why did you have a writer write your jokes?
I don't know.
All right, Lip, deliver. Get ready, America, along with Philip Alonso. Get ready, America. Just gave him a random shout out right now. On the Facebook. All right, Lip, I have the laugh track and the rim shot ready to go. Deliver us your Halloween jokes.
How do you know they're Halloween?
Because you said that they were Halloween jokes. Okay. Do you not remember what you say?
I don't.
All right, well, you said, Corey, I've got to remember
how to tell these jokes.
Corey, I've got Halloween jokes. I've written them down. You brought, let me paint the picture.
Okay.
He brought in a suitcase.
Okay.
A leather-bound suitcase.
With a handcuff?
With a handcuff key to it. And it was handcuffed to him, so he pulls the key out of his ass. Unlocks it from his wrist. There are three bodyguards. Okay, now I'm exaggerating.
Yeah, he can't afford bodyguards.
No, he couldn't. Yeah. But he did have a suitcase.
I could barely afford the handcuffs.
And in the suitcase was one half-folded piece of 8x10 paper.
Okay.
With three sad-ass jokes on it.
Oh, no.
So this is worth the price of admission. All this, right, ladies and gentlemen, will prove to ye why this show is always free.
So I'm going to only read the jokes, and you guys get the answers on our exclusive show.
That made no sense. All right, Lip, hit us with your jokes. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Halloween Lip Joke Corner.
All right, here goes a joke.
These are not gonna be good.
What do baby ghosts wear on Halloween?
What do baby ghosts wear on Halloween?
Ready for it? White pillowcases
instead of sheets. They wear pillowcases.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Ready for it? No, I wasn't.
I wasn't ready for it. No.
I wasn't ready.
Okay.
It's his professional delivery is what I love so much.
Are you ready?
Yes, Liv. Damn it. We were ready 10 minutes ago.
Do zombies eat popcorn with their fingers?
I don't know. Do zombies eat popcorns with their fingers?
No, they eat the fingers separately.
Like Raisinets.
Raisinets.
Where do fashionable ghosts shop for sheets?
Where do fashionable ghosts shop for sheets?
Boutiques.
Boutiques. Isn't it great? Aren't you glad you tuned in tonight, folks?
I hope so.
What do you call someone who puts poison in a person's cornflakes?
What do you call someone who puts poison in the cornflakes of a person? Cereal.
A serial killer.
Enjoying this.
Okay,
Lip. I hear you. All right. Thank you, Lady K.
All right. What do you get when you cross a vampire and a snowman?
What do you get when you cross a vampire and a snowman?
Frostbite.
Ah! Hi-yo!
I thought you were going to say my ass.
A vampire sucked on your ass?
Never mind.
Oh, I'm sorry. That went over my head.
It did.
What does a vampire never order at a restaurant?
What does a vampire never order at a restaurant?
A steak sandwich.
Got it. That makes sense.
What I like about it, DT, is I need to mimic your inflection on the response, because I think your over enthusiastic responses to his jokes is what's making this hilarious for me. All right, Lip, what do you have next?
What do you call a witch in the desert?
A bitch.
Oh, shock jaw. What do you call a witch in the desert?
A sandwich.
She's all sandy. She's got sand in her crack. Sand in her crack.
No, not in the crack.
She's got sand booty.
Why wasn't there?
How many are on there?
10.
Oh, okay. Shoot.
Why wasn't there any food left after the monster party?
Why wasn't there any food left after the monster party?
Get together.
Because everyone was goblin.
Gobble, gobble, mother lover.
Gobble, 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 goo.
Do, 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 do.
He's so damn weird. Okay, Liv, come on. People are
Who won the skeleton beauty contest?
Who won the skeleton beauty contest?
Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody. Nobody. Because nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody knows my sorrow. Hey, let's try my playlist one more time.
All right.
Damn it. Fat Guy Radio Show.
Because I need special time with my brother.
Trick.
Excuse me?
I just figure you gotta be wondering, am I gonna get a trick? Or am I gonna get a treat? You'll be getting a trick.
Whatever.
You'll be fast, and you won't even know it's me.
You just told me it was gonna be you.
You'll still have your doubts. And the best part is, you're gonna be nervous all day about it. Because it could happen at any time. That wasn't it. Fun, though.
False alarm, boys.
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
From the city of Glendale, in the Grand Canyon State, it's the world's funniest hit internet radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now Arizona's most beloved fat guy, here's Corey Blaze.
Fat Guy Radio Show live from Arizona, USA, and broadcast into 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide, heard by the best fatnatics. Yeah! All over the world, and I'm talking about you. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's our executive producer over there, Philippius.
Hello.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Sup, dude?
For our live stream viewers, we like this show to be interactive. Tweet me and the guys during the show at Fat Guy Radio Show or comment on Facebook Live, just like Kyle Hay just did when he posted, "What do you call a cow with no legs? Ground beef." Oh, wow. Like and follow the show on our Facebook and Instagram pages. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. And today's show, again, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by the wonderful and all-powerful, they're taking over the world, Amazon Prime. Can't tell you how much I love using my Prime benefits at Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. I love the two-day shipping. I love the books. I love the music. And I love the Insta video. The Insta video was the most... Actually, that app, the Amazon Instant Video app, is so reliable. I've had more problems with the app that rhymes with ClickFix. I've had more problems with that, with the ClickFix app, more so than I've had with the Amazon Instant Video app. It's reliable, and it's all included with your Amazon Prime. It's just not two-day free shipping. It's that and more. Shop today and sign up for Prime through the special banner on fatguyradioshow.com. You can always use your Prime benefits through the Amazon link on our website app or through our Facebook page. Amazon, it's so darn easy. They put a smile on the side of the box. That's how easy it is.
Or the envelope.
Or the envelope.
Or the envelope.
Even though the box, the last Amazon Prime delivery that I got was all footballed up.
And I thought, because it's football season. This is actually the best time for sports.
You were telling me that before the show started, because DT got off early or whatever and came by the house and was kind of kicking it with your old boy. For old good time's sake, he spent more time at my house today.
I already know where this is going.
Than he did when he lived with me for 2 months.
No.
You were at the house today for like 3 hours.
No, I wasn't.
You were.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, you weren't. I wish you were.
I wasn't.
What were you telling me before the show started about this being the greatest season for sports?
Well, this is the time of the year where we get our postseason baseball, which is the only baseball. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you trying to get a bet?
No, go for it.
Okay.
Time to talk about sports.
Please lower your
hit that one too often.
We don't hit that one too often. This is the perfect time because the baseball season's coming to an end, so you got the postseason baseball, and that's the most exciting baseball ever. And I know there's a lot of baseball fans who are going to get mad at me, but postseason is baseball season. Like, all 182 games they played before, no one cares about that. It's all about the postseason.
What's baseball?
Exactly.
Okay.
Then you got the beginning of the hockey season.
What?
Yeah, that's actual sport. It's actually really, really good. I think that's the best sport ever.
Hockey is a sport? I thought that was something that you, when you leave the keys in the car and you go to reach for them, they're like, you pick them up, like, hockey.
How did I know that's what it was going to be?
Really? That's exactly what I did.
But, and then you have football, which is live in full effect right now. And then this week marked the start of the NBA season.
NBA season!
Which means there is something to watch every single day because there is never not a game on.
That's very true. Like, all of the sports packages, people that pay the thousands and thousands of dollars a year to have the sports package, you're getting your money's worth for the next, like, what, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
And then the rest of the year, you're just boned.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. But you're right. NBA season is back in effect, and I absolutely love it because the opening of the game was, opening of the NBA season last night started.
Yep.
And, of course, it opened up with my arch nemesis, the LeBron receding hairline made a debut. First game on TNT. Of the season was LeBron and his hairline.
Versus Kyrie, which is a big marquee game because Kyrie just left Cleveland to go play for Boston. And everyone was wondering what was going to happen.
You know, and one thing that I forgot about, and this isn't a sports show, folks. Trust me, I'm segueing into something else. People blew that whole Kyrie thing up. It was way over proportioned. And TNT, the guys on TNT, Charles, EJ.
Shaq and Kenny.
Shaq and Kenny, the Jet, shut the hell up, Smith. he just doesn't stop.
He doesn't.
He has an opinion on every effing thing.
And his opinion always has to be right.
Exactly. It's either his way or the highway, and I don't like that. And then Ernie just sits there afraid of the three angry black people.
Yeah.
But it's a great dynamic on TNT, and I love it. But because it was the opening season, they had LeBron's hairline as the first game, but then the second game was my man crush, Stephen Curry.
Ugh.
And his freaky wife, Ayesha Curry. You get a yuck for Steph. But so I was excited about it. So I told myself, I had a meeting last night, and the meeting ended.
What was this meeting with?
No, Monday was the meeting. Last night was Tuesday. I am so mixed up because we were recording on a different date.
Yeah.
And thank you, Kyle. Kyle agrees that Kenny is terrible. He definitely is terrible. Just absolutely terrible. So last night was the opening. My meeting was on Monday night. Last night was the opening. So I went and did laundry during the Cleveland game.
Okay.
You know, and then I got home just in time for the rings to start flying all over the place for the Golden State Warriors. But before I got home, I said, you know what? It's the opening of the NBA season. I am going to treat myself
to some chicken.
How did you know?
Because it's finger looking good.
Some chicken. That's exact. I had a black guy moment. I wanted some chicken.
Did you really?
I did. I'm dead slip. Did you read ahead?
No, I seen the cameras at your house. I hacked them.
That's why my app ain't working. Here's the thing. So I was done doing laundry, and I headed to, guess where I went to get chicken from, Lip? Take a wild guess.
Louisiana's.
No, I did not go to Louisiana to get Popeye's. Chicken.
No, he went to churches to get the Louisiana hot chicken.
Nope, I am sorry. I did not go to churches.
KFC?
I did.
All right, I mean KFC. That's what I meant to say, KFC.
KFC, you are correct, but that was second. Where did I go first?
Ooh.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Oh.
Come on.
Raising Cane's.
Exactly. Raising Cane's chicken. I don't know if that's everywhere, but it's popular.
I think it's out here. West Coast.
It's a West Coast thing.
Oh, like In-N-Out.
Yeah. All Raising Cane's chicken serve is chicken fingers.
Yeah.
Even their chicken sandwich ain't nothing but chicken fingers put between two pieces of bread.
Exactly.
And that bread is amazing.
And they have this Texas toast that when you get it, you literally want to get three pieces, put it down somewhere on your body, and enjoy it that way.
Now, I have something to say about that Texas toast.
Yes, it's dusted with crack. That's what it is.
No,
Cane's chicken is dusted. That toast is dusted with crack.
That toast is dry.
What?
That toast is dry. I gotta dip mine in the Caniac. I gotta keep dipping mine in the Caniac sauce.
Dude,
because if not, it dry my mouth out.
I have never had the Texas toast dry.
Neither have I.
Never.
It's always dry to me.
You must be going to some Cane's questionable air.
No,
do you go to?
I've been to the Cane's closest to you.
At Metro Center or the one on Bell?
You're taking too long to eat it.
I've been to both. And I've eaten it right when I got it, jerk.
There ain't no way that bread
that
is
bread
just
is dry.
No
that
way.
That bread is dry.
Never had a
the,
dry
the top
bread.
Of the top layer of it is so delicious, but you get to that middle part and it's just dry.
I have
it's soft,
never
but
had...
it's dry.
like the opening segment of the show. It was not.
It's Philippians' sense of humor. That's how dry it is.
It's drier than the Sahara Desert.
It is drier than Marcus Saul's basketball corner.
It's drier than that 89-year-old woman that hit on me Saturday night. What?
Wow. It is drier than that sandwich.
It is. I'm going to give you that one. I'm going to bow and tip my cap to that one. I've never had it dry.
Neither have I.
I love that bread. I love it.
Oh, but is this the rhyming show right now? I've never had it dry. Neither have I.
I love that bread. Let's go to bed. What? I don't understand what that.
For goodness sake, let's eat some cake.
So I went to Cane's.
You went to Cane's?
And I pulled up to Cane's at Metro Center
because
I was on the 17. It wasn't in where I was going, but I headed down to Metro Center. And for those of you listening around the world, Metro Center is one of the main malls in the north central part of Phoenix, Arizona. It's right off the main highway through Phoenix, the I-17.
Yes.
And so I went down to that one because I was near the 17. I decided to hop on 17 after I left my laundromat. And it was, I do laundry.
So you found a new one, right? Because the one you were going to got shut down or something?
It was shut down because it caught on fire. They rebuilt it and they reopened it. So I go back to that one.
Oh, apparently Kyle Hey says they have a Cane's out in Oklahoma.
Oh.
But Chicken Express is superior.
We don't have Chicken Express out here.
No, we have Oriental Express.
We do have Oriental Express. I got to get to it now because you said it. Now I want to play it. You are absolutely. What do we have out here, DT?
We have an Oriental Express.
So I go to Cane's.
You went to Cane's.
And it's probably, I want to say, about 6:50.
Okay.
In the evening.
All the time.
6:50.
Oh, he was like, 6:50. What'd you order? The regular box?
The soda is 6:50. And then I left. I was at Cane's for probably all of 2.5 minutes because the car line for the drive-thru was wrapped around the building. It was spilling out on the Peoria Avenue. That's how busy it was there.
Wow.
So I belted back up the 17. It says, what's up at the 17 before I get off? It is before I jump on the 101 to head home. What's off of the 17? But KFC.
Okay.
So I pull up to KFC. KFC will kill you. It's just horrible.
Two cars sitting in there.
Horrible chicken. Here's the thing. Drove up. There was two trucks. One truck at the ordering
apparatus.
Ordering at the box. There was a truck behind them. Then there was a Audi, and then it was me.
Okay.
As soon as I get to this, you'll figure out why I have so many details committed to memory. It took me 10 minutes to get up to the box.
Yeah.
And I thought that maybe the person in the truck had a large order, but then the second truck finally got to the box and it took them a few minutes.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, the order taker is the problem, I said to myself. So then finally, and then before that truck left the box, I looked behind me and the truck before it was pulling out. It had gotten its order and pulled out. So whoever was taking the order was doing car by car, making everybody wait. By the time I got to the order box, there were 4 more cars behind me.
Wow.
And I placed, and the first thing I hear when I pull up to the little speaker box is, welcome to KFC, can I have a moment? I was like, okay, sure, you can have a moment.
Usually I tell you if I can have a moment.
Right?
1 minute. 2 minutes. I'm blocked in by 4 cars.
So you're turning purple at this point.
Nope, ain't purple yet. 3 minutes.
Ooh.
The song went off the radio that I was listening to, so now I know I am past, you're absolutely right. Now I know I am past at least 4.5 minutes of waiting. And then it popped into my mind, because this is the type of person that I am. Maybe this is one of those hidden camera TV shows, and they're testing me to see how patient I am. And if I do win the patient 5 minute marker, maybe I'll get my food free. I swear that went through my mind.
So you're like, nope. All right, 30 more seconds.
So I'm sitting there and I'm like, 30 more seconds. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to say, hello, hello, hello. You know, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that black guy. I don't want to be that fat black guy that pulls up to the window that just rushed to get his chicken. I don't want to be that guy.
But you are.
I am, but I didn't want to be that guy, and I wasn't that guy.
Okay.
So I sit there.
Kudos.
8 minutes.
Oh, wow.
8 minutes?
8 minutes.
And you haven't even placed the order yet.
I hadn't even placed an order yet.
Wow. So you've already spent 10 minutes. So you spent a total 18 minutes in this line.
18 minutes in this line.
And order has not been placed.
And the reason why I stay committed is because I told myself, I said, you could have sat in the Canes line for the equal amount of time.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what? I'm committed. There's nothing else that I'm interested in or nothing else that I want to get on my way back to the house. This is it. There's no KFC that far north for me. There's no more KFCs. This is the northernest one, unless I wanted to go clear out to Sun City.
Ooh.
So I didn't want to do that.
You know, they're going to make their chicken slow.
And they're going to make it salty.
It'd be an hour and a half.
And flavorless.
By the time you finish there, it's going to be dinner the next day.
Exactly. And you know, they all want to get their dinner at 4 o'clock because bedtime comes promptly at 5.
Oh, you said it was 6:50, so like it's already closed. Right? Oh, it closed at 7.
There you go. That KFC was closed. So I was committed. So now 11 and a half minutes has gone by because now I've made it through 3.5 Gavin songs.
Wow.
And finally it comes on. I hear it. I hear the rustling of the microphone. I hear her headset microphone rustling, you know? And I'm like, you know, I'm getting excited. I'm starting to salivate. I'm like, yes, I'm going to get my chicken.
Oh, I know like Pavlov's dogs right there.
So I know exactly what happened.
So she comes.
She had to go to the bathroom.
So she comes on in an echo. There was an echo in her voice. And she says, and she says to me, Lip, welcome to KFC. Can I have a moment? She asked for another damn moment.
Whoa.
Can I have another moment?
Whoa. You
better go and pinch that loaf, woman.
At that moment, I said, hell no, I just gave you an 11-minute moment. She said, hold on. And then I hear it rustling again. I hear the headset. Hell, hold on. Somebody's going to take you. And she hands her headset over to somebody else. And then Mrs. Don't Give a Flying F, no emotions or feelings in her left leg whatsoever, comes on.
What can I give for you?
I'm like, finally, I'm just going to calm down and give this bitch my order.
Okay.
I said, I would like to have the 12-piece wings for the $10 family share box. She says,
anything else?
No, that's it. I didn't say nothing else, but that's it. It's all I want. Give me the 12 wings. That's it.
All right, pull it to the window.
Snaps.
So I pull up to the window, right? She's standing there. I can see her through the window. She's standing there, never once opened the window. 1 minute. 2 minutes. 3 minutes. I took the hell off. I was pissed at that point. Peeled right out. What, nobody else in the drive-thru because she was working car by car. I peeled the hell out, flipped her a middle finger, and I said, go with God, bitch, because it's taking way too damn long for 12 little funky ass little wings. It don't make no damn sense. These people at the fast food place want to make $15 an hour and a fat dude can't get his chicken. Don't make no sense. That was 25-minute commitment for nothing. I came home and had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So damn mad.
Oh, snap.
You could have had that Raising Cane's.
I could have had that. I could have stayed at Raising Cane's. At least it would have took 35 minutes, but it would have been good chicken.
Yeah. Dry bread.
Nope. It would have been nice and moist.
So you can lick every inch of my black, dark hole KFC. That don't make no sense. All that for nothing left. Nothing!
That explains why you had that chicken sandwich this afternoon, huh?
That's exactly why I fried up some chicken earlier. You can see that on my Instagram page.
All right, good, folks.
We'll take a step back right here on the other side of this break. A company that I nominated for Bitch of the Year is releasing something on October 27th, and I'm really excited about that. And it's the Halloween season, and DT, I've learned of something new that I think is one of the worst things ever that these religious zealots have come up with. And I want to get your take on it and everybody else's take. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this.
Stop the show. Stop the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store. Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now.
Listen in your office. Or even your neighborhood bar, you can listen with your whole family. Dua.
Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Target is gearing up for Halloween. Ghouls and gobbles and sandwiches.
And zombies.
And zombies are all available at Target through fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Halloween is just, what, a couple weeks away now?
Something like that.
It's so perfect. A lot of times when you order through the Target banner on fatguyradioshow.com and have it shipped to the store, it'll get there in less than 24 hours, which is kind of cool. And you can just pick it up from your favorite Target store. Or if you want to cut out some of the traffic that you get from people flying out of KFC parking lots, you can have it delivered to your door for free on orders over $35. But whatever way you choose to do it through fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Target, expect more, pay less. All right, I was ranting on and we didn't get to a couple of shout outs on Facebook there. Michelle Escalante, my cousin Cuzzo, is checking in on the Facebook. Thank you so much. And my good buddy Carl Carey is also thumbing us up there on the Facebook Live. And those of you that are listening to the playback, you can always join us on Facebook Live. And the replay is always available on Facebook Live on our Facebook fan page, as well as our exclusive Vimeo page, vimeo.com/Fat Guy Radio Show. So thank you guys all for streaming the show live. All right. So before we went to break, I teased the fact that I nominated Netflix for Bitch of the Year.
Yes.
And I did so, I can't remember why.
Their price change or something? Was it the crappy price?
It wasn't. No. It wasn't the price change because that happened like a couple of weeks ago.
Right. Uh-huh. This was a while back.
It's because they keep getting rid of all their good programming.
And
They kicked off Roseanne.
They kicked off Roseanne.
And they kicked off all of Scrubs.
Scrubs is gone.
And then they kicked off season one of Bones.
Season one through five of Bones.
And that really ticked you off.
But wasn't it that they did the one thing
and then they stopped Sense 8.
Sense 8 was the kickover, right? Sense 8 was the nail in the proverbial coffin.
Yeah.
Well, I'm back on board now because Stranger Things is coming back on October 27th, and I will have my pants around my ankles and my Stranger Things hat, not my Pokemon hat,
on
while I'm watching Stranger Things. I am excited that it is coming back. on October 27th, and I want to binge on it. I want to watch it. I want to have a watch party. It's going to be great. It's going to be huge. It's going to be successful.
So I have 1 week to finish all of season one. Stranger
Things. You can get through all of season one because I think there's only like 8 episodes.
That's 8 hours.
You got more than 8 hours between now and October 27th.
Do I really, though?
Do you?
NBA season just kicked off. Do I really?
You're going to have to make a sacrifice, buddy. We're talking
All right, then. Stranger Things is going to be sacrificed.
Where's Barb? Where's Barb? Is she still behind me?
I don't think she... no one cares about Barb.
Barb has been moved all the way to the bottom for the Halloween, for the fall decorations.
Nobody cares. Yeah, because no one cares. She's in the Upside Down.
And I can't reach her because our headphone cables are so short now.
Yep.
If I go she's, for her, I'm going to... Hold on, I'll go for her.
She's being touched by... What is his name?
Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein, the Demigorgon.
Oh, we got Dustin and Barb.
Oh, you
I
have...
I forgot.
You have Ash Ketchum?
Do we remember who sent these to me?
Don't know.
We got Barb here.
No hat.
And
does
here's
he have a hat?
Dustin has the hat on.
Oh.
So we've got Barb and Dustin Pop.
Yeah, I'll give you the
Is that good? Is that good there? Is that
there
good?
There you go, right there.
All right, right there in front of me. Yeah, we got Barb and Dustin in studio, and I'm excited for Stranger Things. Come on!
I never watched it.
You guys got to get on board, man.
Just like I never watched Sense 8.
Well, that was me and Ryan.
And I never watched The Walking Dead.
Yeah?
I've never watched Scrubs.
I barely watched...
I used to watch Roseanne.
Okay, but what... You never watch Scrubs. You watch Scrubs.
I've never seen every single episode.
You
know,
you don't. You're not into it as much as I am. But you
I mean,
watch
I used to. I used to watch it because it was on. I woke up last night at like 11:30, and I don't have cable at my house.
Okay.
But I got the hookup on an app from my dad that gave me the capability to watch his cable from my phone. Yeah.
That is ghetto fab.
So like
that
I
is ghetto
so like and I'm connected to my Wi-Fi, so I use no data, so I can watch TV on my phone in my room.
You got to get Stranger Things. You got to get Netflix.
Hold on, let me finish my story.
Oh, I'm sorry. Finish
Jerk
your
face.
Story. I apologize.
So I woke up at 11:30 last night. I could not get back to sleep. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And Comedy Central is running that Scrubs marathon they do every single night. And so I could not sleep.
Did
so
you log some?
So I logged in like 4 episodes of Scrubs, and it helped me go to sleep.
So you're saying that Scrubs put you to sleep?
No, it helped me go to sleep because it gave me something to do while I watch. Like, if I watch TV, I let the TV watch me.
What season?
It was season 2, episode 14, I believe. The episode where, I forgot his name, the mean doctor.
Dr. Cox.
Dr. Cox is trying to figure out the sex of his baby, and he's trying to get,
Oh, that's the episode where they go on the road trip.
No.
No?
No. That's the episode where...
Cox is trying to figure out the sex of Jordan's... Of his first baby is?
Yeah.
And Jordan doesn't... Oh!
And neither one of them know. And the only one who knows is...
Is Dr. Elliot.
Yep.
Dr. Elliot Reed, because she sees over the shoulder of the radiologist...
Yep.
...that was doing the CT scan...
Yep.
...on Jordan and found out the baby. And then she starts to use that...
to control Dr.
She
Cox.
Starts to use that as leverage to Dr. Cox. And then finally she folds in, and it's that whole touchy-feely moment, and she writes it down on a piece of paper, but she doesn't give it to Dr. Cox. She gives it to Jordan.
Yep, and she sealed it in an envelope, and then Dr. Cox has a conversation with Jordan. Jordan's like, oh, I wanted it to be a surprise for both of us, but if you need to know, here.
Right.
He gives it to him. He's like, ah, and he crumples it up and leaves.
And if you stayed with that season, it would eventually got to the episode where she had the baby, but then no one showed up, and she ended up naming the baby Jennifer Dillon, which is long for JD. She named the baby JD, which is Dr. Cox's arch nemesis on the show, which is JD, played by Zach Braff. Who knows their Scrubs?
That's freaking awesome. That's also the episode where the Kelso, Dr. Kelso, that's the operator.
Is the chief medical
officer. Has to fire
officer.
His best friend.
Oh.
Because.
Played by Dick Van Dyke.
Yes.
Yes.
It was Dick Van Dyke.
Played by Dick Van Dyke.
Because he couldn't keep up with the time. He was in outdated medicine practices on his patients.
Almost killed somebody. Almost called a carotid artery. It was really great. Lip.
Sure.
Thank you, Lip. I appreciate it.
But yeah, so.
You got to get on. Kyle is in on Stranger Things.
Well, Kyle, there's not much to do in Oklahoma but watch Stranger Things.
But Oklahoma.
Or go to
OKC games.
in Chicken Express.
Chicken. I want to go to Chicken Express.
I want to, too. We have Oriental Express.
We do? Oh, wrong bed. Sorry. Where's our buddy?
I think he's ready for Thursday.
I'm talking about, of course, Jim Amato.
Jim Amato.
Where is he with me? He's not on tonight.
He's not on tonight.
All right. Okay.
He's going to be tweeting us tomorrow.
All right. So, okay, it's no secret.
Yeah.
That Lip and I met in church.
Okay.
A lot of my friends I met in church. DT and I met on Craigslist. And here's what's important. No, I'm kidding. Here's what's important. Well, we have a church.
Under the personal app?
Yes. Personal.
Yeah, Miss Connections.
Miss Connections.
Men for men, come in, door open, eyes closed.
No, it was Miss Connection. It was like, skinny guy, you dropped your peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I ate it off the floor. It was delicious. Was that your lips I tasted?
Oh!
And I was like, oh, that was me.
Ooh, oh, tasty lips. Wow. Hey, you're tasty lip.
No. You are tasty.
I'm so
good.
And
Jim Amato off the Facebook says, I'm here.
Who's on the Facebook?
Jim Amato.
Tasty lips. I'm going to ask your wife to start calling you tasty lips.
Tasty lips.
Tasty lips.
I'll have to put some kind of.
Hey, was that you that dropped that peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
I ate it off the floor. Tasty. Was that your lips I tasted?
I wonder how that mustache tastes. Here's what's interesting. Okay, so we all know Lip and I have a background in church. That's where our friendship began. DT has a background in church. But churches get weird around Halloween.
You should have went to church. Church's chicken.
I should have went to Church's chicken.
You should have. Get that white gravy.
Well, you know, I only got a few arteries that haven't clogged up yet, so I kind of want
to save them.
I'm trying to save them for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
You got all
this
money. You can just get a brand new one, right?
Hey,
they don't come as easy as buttholes.
Don't mean to stop raining on your church parade, but for Thanksgiving, I'm trying to get me a Cornish hen.
What?
Stuffed into a duck. A Cornish hen stuffed into a chicken. A chicken stuffed into a duck. And a duck stuffed into the turkey. And then I'm trying to deep fry that whole mother lover.
You are insane, but that sounds amazing.
I want to try that so bad. What would that be? A turduck chicken? A turduck chicken.
I don't know, but it's still real.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Here's the thing. Churches get weird around Halloween time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So over the last week and a half, I have been flyered on my front door by every church within a 10-mile radius of my house.
Okay. Mm.
And they are all doing the same thing called trunk or treat. I'm trunk.
And I'm treat.
And this is trunk or treat. Everybody is doing this trunk or treat thing.
Okay.
I heard Michael Mara talking about it on the Michael Mara show where he's doing it with his 4-year-old. This is the most cockeyed thing I have ever heard churches to do. You are basically doing everything about trick-or-treating, but in a parking lot and out of a trunk.
Okay.
So have you ever heard of trunk-or-treat?
No.
Okay. So here's basically the concept. They get volunteers to get candy and goodies, and they put them in the trunk of their car. They drive to a parking lot of a church, most likely.
Mr. Weinstein's in there.
And he doesn't touch kids. He just touches adults, and sometimes he doesn't even touch me. He just stands in the room, gets what he's got to get done, and then leaves.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So you get your candy, you put it in the trunk of your car, you go to a church's parking lot.
Okay.
Some people decorate their full car on the outside, you know, like Michael Mara was talking about doing his as a pirate ship.
Okay.
So they decorate the cars, and then the family show up, and they go from car to car to car to car and getting candy or treats. That's why they call it trunk or treat.
Okay.
Basically, it's a parking swap for candy.
But it's all free.
But that's trunk or treat. Right. It's basically the same thing as trick or treating, except you're eliminating your house.
And walking for miles.
And walking for miles and miles. That's the only freaking difference between trunk or treat.
Yeah, but also, aren't these people members of the church? Like the
members of the church and the community, because I've been flyered by at least 8 different churches inviting me and my family to their trunk or treat gathering.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is the people providing the candy are members of the church. I think it's a safe way to do it. Because if you just go house to house to house, you don't know, like, a lot of, this day and age, people don't know their neighbors like they did back in the day.
Right.
So you don't know who's in your neighborhood. You don't know what kind of stuff they could be doing to that candy. But I think what they're doing is trying to make it safe. Like, they understand that people are going to trick-or-treat or whatever. So let's make it in a safe environment. So we bring it to the church parking lot, have people who are approved and, like, know we're not going to mess with the candy and tamper with the candy, have the candy to give out. So it's a safe place for people to bring their families to get safe candy.
So I you have a point there. But that is the whole element of trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
You take your kids to strangers' houses. You get candy. You take the candy bags back. You let them eat the candy from the families that you know while they're out trick-or-treating, because kids are going to want the candy.
Yeah.
But then when you get home, you siphon through it, you look through it, and you go to nicer neighborhoods, not to downplay anybody else's neighborhoods, but there are some neighborhoods in Phoenix you don't want to go trick-or-treating to. Mm-hmm.
My cousin got robbed in our neighborhood.
But my neighborhood is very popular for trick-or-treaters. They come, they park up and down the streets, and these are people coming in from outside areas, because I'm in one of those North Peoria, Glendale, North areas where everybody likes to go because the houses look nicer.
Yeah.
So my neighborhood always gets loaded with trick-or-treaters, and I know for a fact there ain't that many kids in my neighborhood. So it's very popular, but the whole thing is that the parents need to siphon through the candy before they let their kids go grab-handing at it.
Yeah, but
that's the whole concept of trick-or-treating.
But parents got jobs. Like, who got tired of me siphoning the candy? Like, I'm giving my kids gummies.
It's one day a year.
I'm giving edibles. I'm giving out edibles at my house.
It's one day a year. It's one day a year. But I think that the churches, and I'm a guy that goes to church, faithful attender, the churches are so scared that they think that going door to door and asking for candy is going to bust the gates of hell wide open. It's just candy.
That's not what they're doing.
They are. That's the trunk or treat. From what I read through those flyers, the trunk or treat is the anti-Halloween.
It's the same thing as Halloween.
Because they don't celebrate Halloween. Yet you're seeing
everyone celebrates Halloween. Even if you in church, you celebrate Halloween.
Not these Bible thumpers that are saying Halloween.
If you're giving out candy, if you're giving out candy and addressing people and encouraging people to come to your church dressed up to get candy, that is Halloween.
It's exactly. But why are they marketing it as it being the anti-Halloween?
If it was anti-Halloween, you would tell them come to the church and grab a message.
Right. Come in there. Like,
come up here. We're going to give a word.
Give a word from the
like,
Lord.
We used to have a carnival at my church growing up. We used to have a carnival on Halloween.
My church is having a cartoon-sized carnival for Halloween.
But it wasn't a trunk or treat.
They didn't. But it was. Call it a trunk or treat either. It's a harvest festival.
You came. There were some carnival games.
Yes.
From like 6 to 7. At 8, everyone went into the sanctuary.
Into the vestibule.
We got a message from 8 to 9.
A message.
At 9, we came out for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dinner at 9. It was late.
Dinner at 9?
Yes.
That's a long
message. This ain't Sun City.
That's a long message.
Yeah, well, I mean, the message from is an hour message, you know.
That's too long for kids to be sitting and listening to some dude talk about Jeebus.
Well, I mean, you know, you know, 45 minutes of that message is actually the choir giving it on.
How long does pastor preach? Our pastor preaches for what, 30 minutes, 35 minutes?
15.
Sometimes less than that.
15.
We in and out of church in 90 minutes.
Because the choir, see, and I'm only in there for an hour, so I got 30 minutes on you. I got an extra 30 minutes to eat dinner.
But we got a full-fledged show that's going on.
See, and we got tap dancers.
High production.
Tap dancers and their mimes. All I'm saying is that the difference between trick-or-treating and trunk-or-treating is that the trunk-or-treat candy is going to smell like 40 weight oil, antifreeze, and jumper cables. That's the only difference.
It's going to be fried.
Just take your kids to trick-or-treat if you want to trick-or-treat and stop trying to skirt it. Trust me, God and Jeebus and baby Jeebus will understand that you took your kid to strangers' houses to get candy. Stop being so damn serious about it. It's freaking Halloween. Now, I'm sure God would probably have a problem if you take Halloween and you take your kids up to the mountains and you start worshiping the devil. Then, okay, then that's pushing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's just some candy. It's just a mask. Your kid ain't gonna wear that damn mask walking up and down the street. No way.
I have a question.
You too damn high and mighty in your Bibles and stuff to go next door and get some candy. Go get some candy and sit down and shut up.
Doesn't it say love your neighbor then?
Oh, love your neighbor by taking their damn candy.
Jim Amato says his church is giving out communion waters, wafers, and wine.
Come to Trunk or Treat. Get communion. And some wine.
Right. I have a question, though.
I'll entertain a question about Halloween. Halloween. This is Halloween.
So, like, as a kid, I remember on the Halloween day, you went out trick-or-treating.
Yes, on Halloween
but
day.
Is it me, or as I progress in age, as we've gotten older, like, the Halloween celebrations start like 3 weeks out from Halloween. People are dressing up in costumes like every Saturday before Halloween. And then like Halloween is celebrated the Saturday before the week. If it falls on a weekday.
A school night.
Week. Yeah. It is celebrated that Saturday. Everyone goes trick-or-treating on that Saturday and not on actual Halloween. What's up with that?
It's really weird. And here's another thing that's really weird to me, too. When I was a kid, no matter what day of the week Halloween fell on, you did not go out until it was dark.
Yeah.
I'd be having trick-or-treaters at my door at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Like, I'm not even ready. I didn't even go to the store yet to get the candy.
It'd be 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Ding dong. Trick-or-treat. You finna get a trick, bitch. Get away from my door. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm still sleeping. I work in hell in here. Go get some candy out of the trunk of the church up the street. Comes with free jumper cables.
And antifreeze.
And antifreeze.
And cat killer. What? I'm sorry. I apologize for that. Please send your complaints to Ryan at his pictures of backuponthewall.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen. On the other side of this break, it's the segment that everybody loves so much. It is Bitch of the Year. We're between camps.
You said weird?
I said weird or weird or something like that. Let's just go to break. That's what you call a fade out. Just right off the clip there.
Hey there. While the real me is on break, the pre-recorded commercial me wanted to let you know the coolest way to listen to the show. With someone. Binging on the show is cool. Going at it alone with your burrito in hand is also cool. But listening with someone, like your friends, is awesome. It gives you a chance to come up with some good zingers to tweet in on the show. So gather up a friend or two, log on to the live feed on Thursday nights, and laugh with a friend. I don't do the show alone, so you shouldn't listen alone. Fat Guy Radio Show. There's room for everybody. Now back to the real me.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show.
Afterburn. That's the ultimate test. That's the ultimate compliment.
Lasted through the song.
You can last through all of Donna Summer's Love to Love You, Baby. You are a love guru. No stoppage.
You know what I heard?
Not happening.
Barack.
I heard Barack had a 14-song playlist, and it was all Donna Summer's Love to Love You, Baby, and he lasted the whole playlist.
All 12 albums she released, he got
took
through
like
all of them.
Three freaking pills or something?
No, it's all natural. It's a weapon of mass... Tation.
Lip said that ain't never
happened. Lip heard, oh, 16.
Gosh. You can get your pants off.
Wait, don't move.
She didn't get to love you.
Didn't even get my pants
got
off.
The,
I didn't even get my pants off.
I seen a corner of the.
Afterburn. And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
He wear no shoe shine, he got toe jam football, he got monkey finger, he shoot Coca-Cola.
That clip we just heard, ladies and gentlemen, is from our October episode of Afterburn. That was a very entertaining show. You can get it too by signing up and subscribing today at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn with our partnership through Patreon. You get an additional monthly show. That's 75 minutes of additional show, just like this, but with no commercials, no rules, and it's uncensored. On Afterburn, we reveal more about ourselves, cover topics that the free show rules and sponsors won't allow us to cover. And the main thing about the Afterburn show is that it keeps the free show coming to you free.
Yeah,
baby. So check it out at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn, and we thank you. And when you do subscribe, you do get access to the whole anthology of Afterburn shows out there available. And you can also up-subscribe for an additional couple of bucks to get the live feed and access to our exclusive Fat Guy Radio Show Elite Facebook page. Afterburn, fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. All right, welcome back to the show. Lip, you're playing some really cool music tonight.
I know, right?
Come together.
He's getting all the songs that were on your playlist that you couldn't play, and he's playing that stuff.
I know. That was so bad. Go back and listen to that episode. But that's not what we're back here for, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
We are here for the segment that everybody loves so much. What did I say we were going to do?
Bitch of the Year.
Bitch of the Year.
Bitch.
Why am I shouting that
together?
Bitch. Just say it right on mic there, DJ. At least you didn't drop an F-bomb. You saw?
I almost did.
Who drops an F-bomb in the middle of a live show when something doesn't go right? Sure, not me. This week's Bitch of the Year nominee is Gilberto Escaramilla of Cameron County, Texas. Gilberto was arrested last week for stealing from his now former employer, the Cameron County Juvenile Justice Department. Over the course of 9 years, Gilberto was successful at stealing $1.2 million in fajitas.
What?
He was arrested after a search warrant was issued for his home and officers found county-funded fajitas inside his refrigerator. Gilberto acknowledged to stealing the packages of fajitas. After a county audit of food deliveries, it showed that Gilberto would literally intercept food deliveries, then redeliver them to a list of customers that he had already lined up. How he got caught was by chance. Gilberto had a doctor's appointment and missed one day of work. The day he missed was the same day the deliveries of the fajitas was made. When the special delivery arrived, another coworker told the delivery guy, "We don't serve fajitas." To which the delivery guy replied, "I've been delivering 800-pound packets of fajitas here for over 9 years.
Wow.
Gilberto was arrested and charged with felony theft. $1.2 million in fajitas.
Wow.
That's some good fajitas.
How does that go under the radar?
He was the guy that was ordering all the supplies, so he would just stand out there, tell the delivery guy, "Hey, go ahead and put it in my Plymouth Regal, and then I'm going to go out there and deliver it to Lupita and Martha, and we're going to, you know, they're going to pay me back." And then he was charging the fajitas to the juvenile detention center.
I know, but how do they not see that on the paperwork?
Because he had control over all the paperwork. Mm.
Dang, that dude was smart.
That's genius. That is genius. But now he's probably got some fajita up his tortilla in the Cameron County Jail.
It's probably spicy too.
It's and that is your Bitch of the Year.
Bitch.
I mean, that just shows that, you know, corporations don't pay attention.
Of course.
You know, there's just one point.
As long as the money's coming
the
in.
Money's no, there, no, the money's there, and the kids are there, and Mercedes.
Oh, and my Mercedes still out in the parking lot, yeah. You know.
We got to go to break, or can we do trailer talk?
Well, I'm supposed to do an F yeah, too?
Yeah, but I don't like to do the America F yeah after I just made fun of an American.
Why not? We make fun of Trump all the time.
Oh!
Is he American?
I don't think he is. I don't know how he got elected.
This is not a political show, boys. Lip, what do we do? Break?
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick hard break here. When we come back, we will do America F yeah, and we'll end with trailer talk if Lip allows us to.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, to name a few of the most popular social sites, and Fat Guy Radio Show is on every last one of them. Corey Blaze back here to invite you to find, like, or follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all social media. It's a really cool way to get up close and personal with us through the show. It's not just us talking into your ears for 75 minutes a week. Those days we're not live, we are live on social media. Fat Guy Radio Show, the most interactive, accessible show on the internet. So find us and share us. And if you discover a site we're not on, let us know. We'll join in just to hang out with you. Fat Guy Radio Show. It's social.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Time. Let's play a slow song. After we compliment you, you should have fast-forwarded through the dreamer sequence.
Your sponsor.
We're listening to Jake's latest album. Hello, Sigs at FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsors. Halo 6 is not a tobacco company turned e-cig provider. They are the leading electronic cig company providing a seamless and easy way to switch from traditional tobacco to e-cigs. I made the switch and it was easy. My choice of e-liquid is Sub-Zero and my module is the Triton Tank System. See what PC Magazine calls the top rated e-cig company for over 2 years in a row. Halo 6 through the Halo 6 banner. Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby. Give it to her, D.
Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby.
All right, you're going to have to do way more than that to distract me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's jump right into it because it's a segment that everybody loves so much. It is, what are we doing?
I don't know.
America! F yeah! This is the segment that we love to feature when Americans do what Americans do because we believe there is still love and goodness in America. Dateline, Sahara, Arizona. Do you know where Sahara is?
I didn't even know there was a Sahara in Arizona.
Sahara, Arizona.
It sounds southern.
It's south of Tucson. Sahara, Arizona. Christy Lopez and Katrina Quinn is head and
my cousin.
Head and assistant coaches at Walden Grove High School. During homecoming festivities, Christy and Katha, K-A-T-H-Y-A. Katha? I guess so. During the homecoming festivities, Christy and Katha, along with the packed dancers, choreographed an opening that consisted of elements from The Wizard of Oz. The entire presentation was videotaped and posted on YouTube and has garnered over 1.5 million views. In the video, Dorothy, the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, the Cowardly Lion, and the Wicked Witch of the West bust a move to remixed songs. The video even starts off in black and white, just like the original Wizard of Oz movie. This above and beyond school performance is not new for the Walden Grove High School. Their Pixar-themed homecoming opener last year went viral in 2016 with 1.6 million views. The packed dance team has also won local and national cheerleading competitions. This creativity, the creativity is shining bright in Southern Arizona. So hats off to the Walden Grove High School. And we'll have this. This video is impressive. We will have this video up on our Facebook page after the show, or Lip may get it up there beforehand, right?
Yeah. We'll get it. This water tastes like butt, though.
Thank you, Lip. I appreciate that. And that is your... America, Thank you. In the middle...
This water tastes like butt.
Water butt. Not Watergate. Water butt. Why? Because Lip don't care.
Oh, sorry. America, F yeah.
America, water butt.
That was funny. America, water butt. It's trailer talk. I caught you all on guard. Can we try that again? It wheels fall off at the end of the show.
The sound wasn't even on for it. Like stop.
Water butt.
All right, ready?
It's time for trailer talk.
The movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for trailer talk.
We review the trailers because the trailers are free.
Free?
Today's featured trailer is the Snowman movie starring Michael Fassbender and Rebecca Ferguson.
Yep.
For Detective Harry Hole.
Why are you laughing?
Yep.
His name is Harry Hole.
See, lift that usually laugh because I said, yep.
For Detective Harry Hole. We are not mature enough to read this.
He has a hairy hole.
Are we talking about water That's butt? Why.
His water butt hairy hole.
Water butt hairy hole. I bet his hairy hole doesn't get cold with snow.
For Detective Harry Hole.
Ma! He has a hairy hole!
And a water butt!
He's in the snow!
We are so immature. We are so immature.
It's okay. Magneto meets the snowman!
Okay, let's get it together.
All right.
For Detective Harry Hole. the death of a young woman during the first
snow... She got snow- Harry
Lip.
No, her beaver.
Snow beaver. Okay.
Go watch the movie. Queen of Tea ain't fat no more.
I gotta get through this.
Alright, go ahead. Go ahead.
For the death of a young woman during the first snowfall of winter feels like anything but routine homicide. His investigation leads him to the Snowman Killer. An elusive psychopath who continuously taunts Hole.
Don't taunt my hole.
Don't taunt my hairy hole.
That's what his mama's saying. Don't taunt my hairy hole.
Stop fingering my hairy hole. What? Okay, I'm sorry.
Don't eat my hairy hole.
Oh, God.
Why are you playing with my hairy hole? I wasn't ready for that hairy hole.
Who picked this guy's name? All right, so
a pervert by that Weinstein guy.
Harry Weinstein.
Oh,
all right, man. So where was we? Taunts hole. The cat and mouse games as the vicious murders
you
continue.
Got a cat in this hole.
Harry Carey.
Help the skelter! In my hairy hole!
Harry teams up with his brilliant recruit to try to lure the madman out of the shadows before he can strike again. Directed by Thomas Alverson in theaters everywhere this Friday, October 20th. So, Lip, what was your take on Harry, Detective Harry Hole?
It smells like butt, looks like butt.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Okay, what was your take on the snowman?
I don't care for those kind of movies.
It's a thriller.
It's supposed to be scary, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a suspense thriller.
You didn't like it?
Nah. Not interested.
A detail. What
it's
was
too hairy for me.
Detail, what was your take on Harry Hole?
So first of all, the cinematography of the trailer really brought a whole like this winter wonderland feeling to myself that I thought we were in Fallujah. I'm just playing.
Fallujah.
But no, honestly, I want to see if Magneto like uses his magnet power to like steal
if
the
Magneto's
gun.
Magneto's not in this movie.
Michael Fassbender is now and forever will be Magneto to me. It's still real to me, damn it!
He's Harry Hole in this, Detective Harry Hole in this movie.
And Magneto's name was Eric Harry Hole.
Oh!
I'm just playing. No, actually, I don't even like suspense thrillers like this.
Right.
But, like, I've seen the trailer a bunch of times and I'm like, oh, you know what? I actually want to go see this movie because I think it's going to be good. It's based on a book. And I think I might read the book afterwards.
Oh,
it's,
really? I didn't know that was based on a
yeah,
book.
Yeah, it says it right there in the beginning of the trailer, based on a best-selling novel.
Oh, I was just saying. I was too busy looking at the Harry Hole. I'm sorry.
I would be distracted by the Harry Hole, too. I was trying to see where the beaver was coming into play. But the fact that this killer's putting snowman parts and human parts on snowmen, like, I thought that was mind-blowing. Like, it was mind-bottling how he just put my mind in a bottle, how there was a icicle on his dude's body, yeah. Or a female body, because he only kills women he disapproves of. Oh, I'm sorry to tell too much of the story.
Oh,
you know what? I'm
going to
watch
it,
though.
I am.
Hey, Queen Latifah ain't fat no more.
She's not. Here's the thing. This movie struck my interest because of the fact that it's a snowman.
Yeah.
What's the most innocent thing in the world other than Lips virginity and the snowman?
Nothing.
Nothing.
The answer is nothing.
So if you have a movie that can creep out snowmen.
Well, I mean, this isn't the first snowman killer movie.
I know, but the way that it looks, though.
The
cinematography of this movie is cool. But it has the typical storyline.
Oh, yeah, we know.
There's some murders going on.
It's going to be super predictable.
Send in the pretty hot chick. Try to get her deaded. And while the snowman is chasing her, then, you know, here comes Harry Hole and he's going to save her. Here's what I'm hoping. They didn't show a lot in the trailer. I'm hoping that it really is a real live snowman. I want it to be, I really want it to be Jack Frost nipping at their toes with gardening shears and taking them toes off, just popping them bitches right off and chucking them down the snowbank. I really want Jack Frost. I want him to come back with a vengeance because that cop told him to stop.
It's not going to be a real snowman.
It's going to be some creepy dude. And it's yeah. Not, I want it to be a snowman. I want it to. Can we build a snowman? Thank you, Lip. How many tasty lips do you give it?
Three hairy holes.
You give it, there's no hairy holes. It said tasty lips.
Oh, two.
Two tasty lips. DT, how many tasty lips do you give the trailer to Snowman?
I actually don't give it any tasty lips. I give it four fat Queen Latifahs, a skinny Queen Latifah, and a Magneto.
Nice.
Well, I give the trailer three winking Harvey Weinsteins. All right, that's it for Trailer Talk.
Movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
All right. So have we settled on our Halloween costumes? Because next week is our Halloween show.
Oh, I don't think we have.
We haven't?
What were the tallies? The votes?
Well, they kind of stopped coming in because I think everybody got intimidated by the awesome ones we had last week.
Oh.
Angry Lunch Lady for me, Ralphie May Zombie, Drag Queen, Nancy Fuller, Food Network, and of course, Granny Klump.
Okay.
And DT, yours were Darth Vader, Croon from Star Trek, Prince, front end of a horse, and Corey is the back end of the horse.
Okay.
And then Lip was a trucker, a garage mechanic, Colombian, coffee farmer, Che Guevara, and a stripper. I added the last
there
one.
Was a stripper.
I added the last one, Lip.
I think I'm going to come in at Chewbacca.
How are you going to pull off Chewbacca?
I'm going to come in at Chewbacca.
How are you going to pull off Chewbacca?
Just trust me, I'll be Chewbacca next week.
Lip, I'll help you with your costume because I know that you don't really care. He doesn't.
I don't know how I'll pull off Prince. I would do Prince, but I don't know how I'll pull it off.
that would take some doing.
Yeah.
And you know me, I'm going to go above and beyond.
You're going to have a whole makeup section.
I already I would need to shave, well, like trim, and then I would need to really, really curl my hair up to get
Chewbacca
that.
Chewbacca is covered from head to toe.
I'll do Chewbacca.
Or are you talking about Prince?
No, I'm going to do Chewbacca. I'm talking about Prince.
I don't know. I can't remember how Prince looks. Probably a little.
He has like curly.
Probably has a really dead look right now.
Oh, I could probably.
I'm sorry. Was that too soon?
He probably has a corpse.
Stuck that one in there.
We should come.
Oh, I should come as Zombie Prince.
Zombie Prince.
Zombie Prince. I'll just put like battered stuff on my face. Like I'll put a whole bunch of baby powder on my face.
Yeah.
And get that white look. Like Eddie Griffin did in
that's really messed up. We need to we need to thumb it down because we haven't figured it out. Lip, what are you gonna do? Trucker, garage mechanic? You can probably do garage mechanic. Just go and get something out of your
get some coveralls,
closet and
some coveralls.
Some coveralls and
I don't have coveralls.
I might have a pair.
Yeah. Get some coveralls. Get some coveralls and get a tank top and just put some like
some grease.
Some black marks or some grease. I know you got grease.
Just roll around in the street for like 2 minutes and you'll be good.
Get to the studio early and I will roll you around in the parking lot.
I'll just stick my head under my hood and start messing around.
There you go. Well, you probably disconnect something and then you probably need me to give you a ride home and that's going to be really awkward. Me
I'll stop by your house something. And mess with your box then.
There you go. Come mess around with my box that's not running right now. There's probably lots of oil at the bottom of the engine.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can come to my house and just take a dip in my radiator leak pan.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. Or
oh, my radiator.
I know exactly where you can get some oil from, Lip. Just go to the trunk or treat. Trunk or treat. All right. We flamed out at the end of that one. All right, folks. That's all we have for you today. Next week is our Halloween special. We'll be back on Thursday nights next week. Lip, correct?
Yes.
We'll be back on Thursday nights. And if you are an Afterburn subscribers, stay tuned because we'll be taping a new Afterburn sometime next week as well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all we have for you. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon Prime. That 2-day shipping, instant video watching and music and books. Amazon Prime is packed with essentials for life. Trust me, you are getting your money's worth for that $99 a month. Sign up today through the special Prime banner on fatguyradioshow.com. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. Interact with us all week long on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For our executive producer, Full Olympias.
Good night.
And our associate producer, Prince Daniel Taylor.
Hello.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people.
That's us.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, scream down their esophagus, America, water butt! They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top.
Hello.
Bye-bye.